This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch.
Got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet.
Justin Timberlake leaving a courtroom in New York's Hamptons, where he was sentenced in his drunk driving case. The pop star offered this advice.
Even if you've had one drink, don't get behind the wheel of a car. There's so many alternatives. Call a friend. Take an Uber. There's many travel apps.
Timberlake pleaded guilty to a lesser charge and will do community service. An accused cartel leader was in a New York courtroom today. Reporter Mac Rosenberg.
Ishmael Zambada, known as El Mayo, is the leader of the Sinaloa drug cartel. He didn't speak much in court, and his attorneys entered the not guilty plea. Prosecutors say not only is he a drug lord, but a murderer who is all about discipline and silencing those who cooperated with the feds.
The prosecutor in Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case was a no-show today at a state Senate hearing about whether DA Fannie Willis should be removed. CBS's Jared Eggleston.
Her attorneys are arguing that this panel doesn't have the authority to subpoena her. They have been fighting this in the courts, have been trying to get before a judge.
33,000 Boeing factory workers are on a strike, basically shutting down production. Willie is on a picket line in Seattle.
We're very proud of what we do, and we hold what we do in high regards, and we would like Boeing to recognize that.
The company is offering a 25% raise over 4 years. The union claims it's actually less since the company is eliminating annual bonuses. A meat production plant linked to a food poisoning outbreak is closed.
The Boar's Head Company is permanently shutting down the plant in Girard, Virginia, linked to at least 9 deaths and the hospitalizations of about 57 others in 18 states. All meats produced at the plant have been recalled, some 7.2 million pounds. This after USDA inspectors said conditions there posed an imminent threat to health. Hundreds of workers are expected to lose their jobs. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Former President Donald Trump says if reelected, he would abolish taxes on overtime pay. CBS's Finn Gomez.
When it's a battle of margins and we are 53 days out until the November 5th election, these sort of overtures matter to a lot of voters. And right now, Vice President Harris and former President Donald Trump are making these big overtures to this specific voting bloc.
He says that appeals to blue-collar workers. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. While they were searching for a diver, the Kenosha County dive team's boat sank. The department says there was a catastrophic failure. They did recover the body of a 72-year-old diver. A 17-year-old former Burlington High School student was arrested yesterday. It came after a threatening social media post related to the high school and the presidential election. There's a listening session Tuesday in Burlington regarding the Racine County sales tax proposal. Officials are seeking input about the proposal, with future listening sessions in Union Grove, the city of Racine, and Waterford. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
History is made for the Brewers' youngest player. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuskin with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jackson Churio became the first 20-year-old to hit 20 home runs and steal 20 bases in a season during Milwaukee's 3-0 win over San Francisco Thursday night. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games with 16 games to play. The Brewers are in Arizona this weekend for a 3-game series beginning tonight. The Green Bay Packers take on Indianapolis this Sunday, and they'll be starting Malik Willis at quarterback with Jordan Love out of action with an MCL sprain. Head coach Matt LaFleur said it will be challenging this this Sunday without having one of their top players available.
Jordan obviously is our number one quarterback, and I think every time you take the field, you want your best players available to you, and when they're not, then it can be challenging.
Both the Packers and Colts are looking for their first win. Tomorrow is a big-time college football showdown in Madison. Alabama plays Wisconsin at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clements, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, a high near 77 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 67. Partly sunny and highs in the upper 70s on Saturday. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, lows around 67. Slight chance of a shower Sunday, a high near 80. Currently, 75 degrees.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Lots of sports on the air this weekend. High school football, Badger football, Brewers baseball, Packer football. It's all coming up this weekend. We've got previews of them all coming up on today's show. Here's Elvis Presley on WRJN.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I what you doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? We can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds.
Memorial Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
What I need. Let me be the loving you, weather. Times are good or bad, happy or sad. Ooh, yeah. Just came to see
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. It's high school football on WRJN. Dick Rassefa has the call. Dick?
We'll be in the Southern Lakes Conference at Union Grove High School, where the Beloit Memorial Knights, 3-0 overall, 1-0 in conference, will take on the Union Grove Broncos. They're 1-2 overall. 0-1 in conference.
All right, Dick, we'll be listening tonight. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff on WRJN.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Roll into the Lanes Hot 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. The holiday season will be here before you know it, so save big today on a beautiful necklace, engagement ring, or other fine jewelry for that special someone. Looking for a one-of-a-kind piece? Von Hassel Jewelers has been designing and crafting custom certified jewelry for over 20 years. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
The park, you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Nice stretch of weather continues. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low of 66. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 79. Here's Dusty Springfield on RJN.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Dusty and Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard, we'd go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? people could ever reach me. Was the son of a preacher man, the only boy who could ever teach me. Was the son of a preacher man, yes he was. He was.
Seven years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission wants state lawmakers to create a new office on election transparency. Administrator Megan Wolf says public demand for transparency is growing. If approved, the office would operate inside the WEC and handle audits and voter accessibility. School districts around Wisconsin will hold nearly three times as many referenda this year compared to last year. There'll be 120 of them on November 5th. Governor Evers says the trend bothers him.
What I'm concerned about, frankly, is that I hear when school districts have to go to referendum just for basics, that's an indication to me that the state isn't doing enough.
State funding has remained relatively stable in recent years, but inflation is forcing school districts to ask voters for more. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A threatening social media post related to the presidential election in Burlington High School led to the arrest of a 17-year-old former student yesterday. Burlington Area School District officials notified police, who quickly identified and arrested the suspect. He's now in custody at the Racine County Jail. The DA's office is reviewing the case. The Kids Cove Playground in Racine will be closed for a little bit tomorrow. From 9 to 1, parks crews will be putting a fresh coat of paint on the facility. Racine County officials have scheduled listening sessions to gather input on a proposed 0.5% sales tax increase. The first meeting is set for Tuesday in Burlington. The sales tax proposal aims to address rising costs. Additional listening sessions are planned in Union Grove, Waterford, and the city of Racine. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, a high near 77 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 67. Partly sunny and highs in the upper 70s on Saturday. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, lows around 67. Slight chance of a shower Sunday, a high near 80.
It's 76 at our studios.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, a driver in the UK called police to report a drunk driver and was herself arrested for driving while intoxicated. Just goes to prove, takes one to know one. And we listen to local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, where we encourage you to be a voter this fall. Go to our company's website, civicmedia.us/vote. There you'll find information on absentee ballots, how and where to vote, and races in your individual district, as well as statewide races. So do your civic duty and be a voter this fall.
Say goodnight and stay together. Wouldn't it be nice if we could...
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, 15 years ago this week, the CEO of Sony announced that the next big trend in TV would be 3D. 3D TVs landed in stores in 2010, but quickly fell out of favor. The need for special, often uncomfortable glasses and a lack of interesting content contributed to their decline. Competition for more appealing technologies like 4K and HDR TVs further pushed 3D TVs into obsolescence. By 2017, major manufacturers stopped making them altogether.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fugata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. on 540 a.m. WAUK. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's a non-conference showdown against Alabama. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
California, California, dreaming. I'm such a winner's day.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hints. WRJN coming up. CBS News at 3. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
You're down.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. We just heard from NASA's astronauts stranded on the International Space Station.
It's not an easy thing to do, but that's not why we do it. Maybe we do it because it's hard.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams' Starliner spacecraft left orbit without them. NASA determined there were too many risks associated with the Boeing-made spacecraft.
Things go off many times without a hitch because we're making it look easy by dedicated efforts, monumental efforts on the ground and in space here to make it look that way.
They'll hitch a ride home on a SpaceX craft in February.